We on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Let us start the three lines before the two dots, which we had learned yesterday. Avchizbet said, Yechilno Mifsalino Lekule Gitte Dalme. I could pass on all the Gitten. And the Gemara wanted to say, why could he pass? So the second Malach was Mishum Dachsiv Benosam. He's not giving her something. So Rashi says, the Nosan bound the scene, it should be a bound the scene, she shove a puta. She gives something that has a monetary value. He doesn't give her anything that's a monetary value. The guest is not worth a Shabbat Puta. Peltim v'nosa. So the Gemara says, Dulman nesinas geti. You don't have to, the v'nosa does not necessarily mean you have to give a Shabbos of moment. You have to give the get. Nosan la seifa krisis. Whatever it is, doesn't have to be, monetary value, teva, the sholcha mitam, kosvoy al asuri hano kosher, that if you write a get on a suri hano, it's kosher, so memela, so there's no problem. I hit a ha'or, and then, Baruch Hashem, I found that the Beis Meir, Niredeyes, Menreish Chafalofes, the Kashem, there's a machlekes harishonim if isurei hanor is called shaloi. I mean something which halachically I'm not permitted to use, so there's no shimush whatsoever. Is it considered I'm still a bailam over it? It's mine. Kabi, what is it, yours? It's mine. We're not, it's the whole concept of bailus is only if you have certain rights. If your hands are tied and you have no rights whatsoever, it's not called yours. There's a machlekes harishonim in this. So I found the Beis Meir asks that if you hold Yisuri Yano is not shaloi, so he has a problem. He had learned yesterday, Benosa means he has to give her something. The Gemara has a problem if it belongs to her, so he's not giving her. He has to give something of his to her. That's Benosa, and he's giving, not handing over, he's giving. So if it's his get and he's giving it over, so it doesn't have a monetary value, but he's giving. But if it's not his, so why is it called giving? So he blames by a tzorchi and the Beis Meir. Now let us see Taisvitz. Dulme nesinas getu. So the Gemara says, who said v'nosan has necessarily to mean that it's he's giving a shavius, he's giving a monetary value, is that he give a get, whatever the get is. So Taisa says, V'chein sholaf ish naloi v'nosan l'reyeyu. By Chalipin, it says he took off his shoe, and he gave it l'reyeyu. And by Chalipin, like be'inon shove pruta. You don't need a shove pruta by Chalipin. Koinim b'keili afa b'shein by shove pruta. So they also says v'nosan. So they also, you see, you don't need a nesines shavius, and nesines nal is sufficient. So this is bringing rayas to this yesod, what the Gemara was matcher, Rav Chisda's psur, Rav Chisda wanted the pass for the given. So this says, no, there's such a yesod taker. The benosan does not necessarily mean an asina shabbos. V'chein gabi trume, chita achas peiteres asakri. And this says a third rayas. By trume chita achas peiteres asakri, one can be mafresh achite. Aval gav dechsiv titen loy. You have to give the koyin. It says a loshen nesine. So again, if titen means a monetary shabbos, so achite is not worth a shabbat puta. So again, we see titen loy. You give the trume. It does not necessarily mean that it has to be a monetary shabbos. The Maritz Chayes brings on this Taisvis, he brings down a Taisvis read in Kedushin, and then they debut the one to say a beautiful Dichui and Taisvis Raya. That the Emerson, by every Tevel, there's two Inyonim. There's one Inyon that Tevel, before Hafroshes Trum, is also Machila. It's also. With the Hafroshe, we matter the Issa. It now becomes Trume and Chula. So, one Inyon of Hafroshes Trum is to be matter the Issa. For example, a Koyin has Tevel, yours has to be Mafresh Trume. You'll say, well, who do I give the Trume to? That, you give it to yourself, that's right, but you need Hafroshes Trume. You need Hafroshes, you have to be Mafresh Trume from the Tevel in order to make the rest Trume. Then there's another halacha, there's a mitzvah of the Sina Lekoy. You have to give Titan Loy, you have to give a Koy. That's a mitzvah of Matnas Kuna, just like a Pidyin Aben is a mitzvah of Matnas Kuna. So Trum is also, there's a mitzvah of Matnas Kuna. So the Taisvah Srit says, in the din of Chita Achas Peiteres Asakri, Chazal and Moiridik Medayim. The chita patters the kri. The Chazal not speaking about mitzvahs nesine. Chazal are speaking about that the kri becomes mutter b'achila. Chita achas peiteres as a kri. Zot the Taisus Rit, but I got news for you. If you only mafresh a chita, I'll tell you that the tevel is chulen, but you want mekayim mitzvahs nesine. I got news for you. Do shtei toch titen loy? Titen loy. So memele. So that's a... So the two inyonim, that's what the Taisus Rit says. He brings the Negibud, and the Negibud says, I want to say something, Shalei Kadmani Odom Yoylam. No one ever said this till now. The Maris Chai said, or the Taisus Rit said it. Kaponim, but Taisus, it seems, somehow didn't learn like that. So Taisus brings a Raya, that Yimekayim the Titein on with the Chita Achas also. Yeah. That's what is a machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban and Sefer and Mitzvahs, if there are two inyonim and a ferocious truma or one inyon. The Ramban holds there two inyonim taka, there's a tikkun akri, that's one thing, then there's a mitzvah nesine. The Rambam learns there's one mitzvah to be mafresh kedei lasa is matnas kahuni. The whole mitzvah is a hechsher for matnas kuna. So lechayre it would seem Taisus learned like the Rambam. So it's one mitzvah. There's no two in yonim. The mitzvah is lahavrish telitin lekayim. So memele. So you see the afroshes chit is also called afrosh, even though the tachlis is the titan loy. But be matnois dam chatos. Now it says, by you put the dam chatos on the kronos. It says, v'nosa. So also, you don't need a monetary value, you give the dam. U'matnas b'hoinis, by, you put the dam or shemen on the b'hoinis. Ein b'yishir. So you see, so Taisus is bringing a multitude of rayas that v'nosa does not necessarily have to mean a choshev and nesina, a nesina of shavius, nosan can mean whatever we're speaking about. Boho, the Omar Abishol bepeirikosho. Abishol said in peirikosho, v'zo sho'ochal trume. The din is that if a Yisroel eats trume b'shaygik, so he's matrish kerem b'chaymish. He takes chulin to sukonim. That means, let's say, for example, a Zohar drank a Trumish Yai. He drank a case of Trumish, a case of Yai that was Trumish, B'shoigi. So now he has to give back, he takes Chulin Mesukonim of Yayin, and then he's Meisav HaChaymish, and he gives this Yayin to a Kohen, and it becomes Trumish. So there it says, So there, Abishol says, "Leimechayev bepoches mishove pruta mishum dersiv v'nosan lakoyin, ve'nenesin epoches mishove pruta." So Abishol says that you only chayiv if you ate a shavi, if you drank, let's say, a shavius of a shavah pruta. So then you, then the inyan of tashlumei tumeh that you give back, but it has to be worth a shavah pruta because it says v'nasa l'kayin es ha-kaydish. So that means that he has to drink or eat a shir that's a bar nesine. So now Tosfos got stuck. We just said before the nosan does not necessarily have to mean a nesine shabbos. Nosan can mean whatever it is. So what's that now b'shul? Haynu mishum de tashlumei trume yalfine mi tashlumei meile v'tavayu tashlumei kodesh mikri v'gomri v'chet chet madot. So Tosfos answers as follows, that we learn out tashlumei trume from tashlumei meile. Tashlume me'ile is pshat is a payment. Me'ile is a gezel. Me'ile means I was nenemin hegdish. I stole from hegdish. So I have to pay back hegdish. Tashlumim, a payment, is like measured with money. It means payments are with money. So by me'ile, there zicher the tashlume me'ile is with a shabbos of a shavah pruta. Because there you're paying for the hanoi you derive. So we learn that tashlumei trume from tashlumei meile. So also it has to be a payment. So we learn that from this that the din of tashlumei trume is from an achila that you have to pay for that achila, and that's a shavah pruta. So there I have a hechech that benosan means a shavah pruta. Laman the boy bekrisus v'asheyitei mimenu alzo. Now they're speaking about that a person took shemen hamishcha and he put it on azo. So he says over there, shetei nesina bekezayis. You have to put on a kezayis of shemen hamishcha. Now again, why? How do we get to this inyan of kezayis? L'chayre, in some say Nesina means whatever we're speaking about. Hayne v'shem v'sichei, because here we're really speaking about his anointing, his being soch. V'afki v'loshen Nesina, and the Torah wrote a different loshen. It should have been said v'asher soch alzo. Soch mimenu alzo. And then I would say, any shein, since it says a loshen Nesina, Lafuki mi mashmois de siche kosi, de mashme koshu, tzach nesine chashuve, kme de nosan la koyin as hakaitish. Da have de kezayis la rabonon da abishol. That means, by tashlume trume, de chachomim achilik an abishol, and they hold that the nosan la koyin as hakaitish is a kezayis, and the makair of the chachomim it says, ish ki yoichal koydish bishkoge, yoichal is the kezayis, V'nosan, you give a kezayis. That's the minimum shir of tashlumei trume. So, since I have a gilui hakro, that it's not a kolshu, because it doesn't say v'soch mimenu, it says v'nosan, so I say that the shir is a kezayis, like we find in other places, v'nosan is a kezayis, by tashlumei trume, according to the Chacham. V'chein lo yitein oleo levoina de bepeire kol amenoches. Now Tosfos has another problem. It says by a minchas choyte or a minchas soyte lo yitein oleo levoina matzrich kezayis. So there's also modness. How do you get a shir kezayis by nesinis levoina? Haine mishum deshoni miloshen sima ta'aschel bo. That means the posik was mishana de loshen. Lo yosim oleo shemen, v'lo yitein oleo levoina. So l'chayre, the loshen yosim, if the levoina would be bekolshu, to say lo yosim oleo shemen u levoina, v'lo yitein oleo levoina, v'aistois, it's a more choshu v'shir than sime. Sime is bekolshu, and losim is bekezayis. Oy mishum dumye daktores levoina bechut tavinami aktores isa bahavi bekezayis. Le davoini, I don't understand what Tosfos is saying over here. The Ivra in Tosfos, it would seem, that we learn out not because there's a Shinei Haloshin. That one part, the Shinei Haloshin, said it's like Yosem, and it said like Vayitain. Now, Taisa wants to say something else. That by Levoina, we have a limud on Hachtoras Levoina Bechutz. And it seems that's another portion, I don't know clue what the Makar is, but that's another portion, that Hachtoras Levoina Bechutz is Bekezais. So we learn out, Dumya Daktoras Levoina Bechutz, Aminami Hachtoras Isra Dahava Bekezais. So Taisa seems to be saying, we learn out, Minchas Chaytei, the Levoina of Minchas Chaita is Dunya Daktoras Levoina Bachutz. Now, the Levoina, you don't understand what Taisus is saying. The Israel of Layitain Aleh Levoina, the Israel from what I saw in Minchas Chinach, the Israel of Layitain Aleh Levoina is that you're not allowed to put on the Minche Levoina. So the Israel is Nesinus Levoina Ala Minche. I care to minchas chinuch klaus hashayla. What will be the din if I put on a half a zayis, then I took off the half a zayis, and I put back on the same half zayis if I'm chayiv? Because I put a zayis of levoina on the minche. That's the philosophic of the minchas chinuch. Al kaponim, we see klaus from the minchas chinuch that the issa layitna la levoina is a issa to put levoina on the minche. So memele. So how does this become a mechutin to Haktoris Levoina Bechutz? There is an Issa Haktoris. That means, if we would say, Lo Yitein Aleh Levoina LaHaktir, that's Pshat and Posig. The Posig means that you're not permitted to put Levoina on a Minchas Chait, like this all the time, they were Makta the Levoina. And here, Lo Yitein Aleh Levoina LaHaktir, some Amela, so there's an Issa Haktoris Levoina on a Minchas Chait. This is the Haktoras Levoina Bechutz, and we learn out one from the other, so fine. So then I understand the Taisus, somehow we learn out the same, the same type of Issa, but the Issa Lita Levoina is not totally an Haktoras. The Issa Lita Levoina, the minute you put it on the Minches, I don't understand what Taisus means. Dunya Haktoras Levoina Bechutz, Tabanami Haktoras Issa, Tabanikizaris, I don't understand the dimin of Taisus. Let us go further. Gufe. Sholchum itam, kosvay al isurei ano kosha. What is the din if a person, that we had before, if a person were to get al isurei ano kosha? Omar Rabashi afanana mitanina. We learned in our Mishnah like that, but you do not need a momentistic shavias from the get. We learned al he'olo shozayis. If you write a get on a leaf of an olive tree, so it's kosher. Now, a leaf of an olive tree does not have any monetary value. Bahopi came, it's kosher. Severai from the Mishnah. So the Mos says, Du Meshani Ola Shalzayis, the Chozi Litztarufe. This is Chozi Litztarufe. That means that, that if you have a lot of leaves, it could be worth money. That means, so this is worse. This is better than Isurei Ano. Isurei Ano doesn't have any value whatsoever. This Lamaisa has a potential. It's Chozi Litztaruf to have a Shabbos. That means it's a Pasher Rosham, it's a minute Shabbos, but it's a, but still is a Shabbos, which could add up to a Dovah Hashavah Pruta. So Mamela, there's no Raya. Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Kosvo le Surya no kosher. His Rebbe said, we had Sholchum Itam, they sent from Barove, Neretz Yisrael, they said this psak. Rebbe also said this psak. Nofak Levi, Torsha Mishmei de Rebbe. So Levi went out and he said over Adrosha Mishmei de Rebbe, that what? That his Surya no is not his kosher. Veloi kol suo. The Olam was not mekabelit. Yeah, no, Rebbe held as a Yisra. That's Yochid. Rebbe holds like this. Yochid v'Rabim, Rebbe Elochik Rabim. So he went and said over again the same drosha about why Yisra Yenor is good. He said, Mishmei the Rabim. He said, the Chachamim hold like this. The Kol Suah. Halme hilchus ekebosei. So from this maisa we see that we paskin like Rebbe, that Yisurin los kosher. Let us see Rashi. Bekreiche ha'ole shel zayis, sheine shel beklum, it's worthless, because it's tarufi im alim harbe, with a lot of other leaves, this has some sort of a value. Lishkei v'aleim, you could use it as a mattress, el ha'macho ba'im, ha'macho gav le shel beklute, aber Yisurin no, it does not add up to anything. Loi, v'loi kol suho, v'shem dom alo, mishmo di yechido, tzero v'vishem me'yadash yochid, Dor shazim na'achita b'shmei d'ram, ki heiche d'lekablu aminei. Said over the same drosha with a different mandiyomo, that they should be mekabel d'alocha. Alme. From Levi we see, mid the Torah kuli hai, he worked so much d'lekablu al. He said over another drosha, and b'shem d'chachomim, that the oilam should be mekabel d'salocha, alme hilchas ha'gavos, he says, the Levi holds, and we pass him like Rebbe, and he said, yeah, he's kosher. Zokta Yisvitz, Mishmei Darab Bekol Suha, Al Me'ilchus HaGebos, Ipesh Bekontris, Midetorach Alo, he was Tereyach, to make a whole new droshim, Bilekal Suha, that they should praise this Halokhe, so that's a right, we pass him like Rebbe. Bepek Mishaoch Se Leitochen Leforishkein. He says, we have a similar Gemara there, but you can't say Rashi's Pshat over there. The Koma Nofik Rabchiye, Dosho Mishmei de Rabbi, the Kalsua. Mishmei de Rabbim, Beloi Kalsua. So the Rosh says, Alma Les Hilchas Ekebose. So, the way Rashi says Pshat, that the Raya is, that we see Levi went out of his way to say a Drosha B'Shem Rabbim, so then there would be a raya that we pass him like Rebbe. And then it says, Fakert, Mishmei Dharam, Vulei Kasu, Alma Les Hilchus, the Kabosi. So according to Rashi, it's very shell. Rebbe Rabbeinu Tam, the Hochidak, Mide Kasu, Kiyama Mishmei Dharam, Fikach Nami Le Kasu, Kiyama Mishmei Diyochid, Mikore, Lekaman Ipre. So Taisa says a different shot. Pshat, the Gemara is not from the Yishtadlus of Levi that he said it twice, it's a highway paskin. We see from the Oilom, it was Kosu Mishmei Yochid. And Loi Kosu, that means because the people understood, he told them, I have a Das Yochid to tell you. The people did held that this is Halach, it's not a Das Yochid. Everyone should hold like this. So Dosho Mishmei Yochid, V'Loi Kosu. Because the Olam held this is not a Das Yochid, there should be a Das Rabim, Kol Shem Mishmei Rabim, Bekol Suha. And then the other Gemara is Punkt Fakel. Kol Shem Mishmei Yochid, Bekol Suha. That means, oh, that's Pa Yochid passed as Apsak. Well, Kaponim Laloch is Nishto Yiskal, Kol Shem Mishmei Rabim, Bekol Kol Suha. It means the Olam were Mevinim, what is Halochidik, what is not Halochidik. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono, we learned in a baraisa, the kosa v'loi chokak, that a get has to be written, not engraved. Like the Gemara, the Memre, the chakike lav ksivahu, that chakike doesn't fall into the category of ksivah, that's either the kosa v'loi v'chokak, v'reminu. Unless you are kashi, we learned a baraisa, eved sheyotso b'ksav, shall gabi tavlo or pinkes. And Eved went out with a ksav, which was engraved on a wooden tavlo. On a pinkes, some of the pinkes was with wax and used to engrave in the wax. Yotzo lecheres. So he's yotzo lecheres. Avoloi b'ksav shall gabi kippe v'anduchteri. But if they embroidered a ksav on a couple, or a type of a tachshit. So that's not a ksav. Embroidery is not a ksav, but chakike is a ksav. So memele, so we have a kasha and a beraise. This is, here it said, because of a leichoka, so it seems that engravery is not a ksive. And we learned that, evik shiotsu b'ksav shogabi tabla, which means it was engraved on the tabla. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi, Chokak betavlo besakin, engraved in a tavlo, a wooden tavlo besakin, with a knife, Ebet Shelsel Acheres, Piksav shechokak al gabi tavlo, Bach, a piece of wood, Pinkes can eisen shall seichem shechoikikim aleihem be'eit. It was a hemini alpin kosi. It seems it was, could be with wax they had and they used to engrave in it. V'loi b'ksav shall gabi keep it. So that's a good ksav. What does that keep it? Ke'en koive shall tsema, a woolen cap, kapel, v'nois nois hanoshim taches tse'if kishurei. They put this under the tzoif that holds their hair together. And you embroider tzuris b'machat, k'ein blushtir b'laz, which is embroidery. V'imrok me'alein oishir saget. Ein eksav. It's not called eksav, which ein ekosu v'kavua. It's not written and attached. The two Roshe Yachut are Tochuvi, embroidered and nice, but it's not Kosov the Kavua. The Chasam Sofer brings down on this Rashi, Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Mem, Oishiyut says as follows. Mashme begitten davchof, shim toichev oishiyoy shal keser agabi beged, amirdike mogen avram, which that a person will take silver oishiyas and will attach them to a beged, mikhi ksav, ayin shom, it's called a ksav, bimkei nefshadosa laseisei b'shabes. She's not allowed to attach oisiyas on a beged in Shabbos. So there's a shrekliche problem. And Agamara says, Fakel, it's not a ksav. So where did the Magen Avraham see that it's a ksav? So the Machzus HaShekel wants to say as follows. Be'emesin Rashi said, what's the chesaron? Rashi did not say it's not called a koisev. Rashi said that in Elfisheni Kosov the Kabua Elamutal Ala Beged. So Rashi needs to say it's Oisies Peiches Ba'aver. I'm not giving you a Sefer. I'm giving you Oisies. It's not Kosov. So Memele the Kosov Lo Sefer Krisis means that the Oisies have to be Kosov. They have to be attached. They have to be Mechuber to the Sefer. Here Pshad is Oisi, is Peich, is Ba'ava. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Rashi says, it's not Muto. It's just lying on the beggar. It's Oisi, is without a Sefer. That's what Rashi, but not the Chesoron is of Vekosa. It's called a Maisek Sivet. It is called a Maisek Sivet, but it's felt in because of the Sefer, Mr. Thomas. That's l'chayre what Rashi means to be saying. We brought all the maizes getting ksav l'pishay in the kosuv v'kavua. Not called the ksav, but not, it's not called a kosev. It's not called a ksav of kosuv v'sefer. Rubeis reishav tchumim. L'chayre, we still have to understand the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, if he has fartik ois, he is, and so there he's not even creating a noise. Here he's creating a noise. So we can say here it's in the chesaron of oisis peiches ba'aver, which could be b'shabes is chayim. But here, the ois was, some say to attach a silver ois, you have a silver ois already, and there's an aleph, and you attach the aleph to a mantle, to a peiches, so, where's the kaisim over here? The ois was here before, he's just bringing it to this mantle. That should be called, it's called, I'm bringing a noise to this mantle. Mason. Anyway, this is the Magen Avraham that's Medayik from this Rashi. Al Kaponim, we had a kasha. We had a kasha. Here we had a drosha, the kosa, the loy, the chokak. That engraving is no good. It's felt mixida. And we learned by an ebbet that it is good. Ksav shal gabi tavla is good, which is chakike. Omar ula, omar abeloza, loy kasha. Ho dechok toiches, ho dechok yereches. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ho dechok toiches. Shall I see it? He was chok the toiches, the insides of the Isis. Vitzideyim, and he was also chok, he chiseled out, he engraved out the inside of the Isis and the sides of the Isis. The Oisiyais Beltais, and now the Oisiyais are protruding because he dug out or he pushed down from the inside of the Oisiyais and from the Stodim, the sides of the Oisiyais, so the Etzem Oisiyais is protruding, ain't Iksav. That is not called Iksav. Lefi Sheloitzir Es Oisiyais. He did not do a Pu'ula in the Oisiyais. He did not make the Oisiyais. No, he engraved, he chiseled around the Isis, the eighth Nisha Kamesha Hoya, and the eighth Nisha, it remains the way it was till now, Bitfusa Isis in the form of the Isis Me'alel. That means the Ois was not created to his Maise. By taking away the tzode in the toich of the ois, I have an ois, but he didn't create the ois. There was no pool of don, and that's a mois, so that's not called a koiset. That's a kosav v'loi chokak. That means, derech sivis, normally derech sivis, I write the ois, that's called the kosav. The chokak, some of the derech chakike is, I chisel around the ice, and the ice is boiling. So that's how the kosa v'lay the chokak. But that's what it says by an eved, that he went out with a, with a pinkis, and with a tabla, that's being behold the chok yirechei same shaloisis, that he engraved the etzim, a volume of the ice, the haino, Hey mamish, sheyishka haksav zui ksiva. That means that he engraved the ksav alone. So the peule of chakike was that's a ma'aseh ksiva. So then it's like a good. Let us see taisus. The bottom taisus lemaimer the chakike la ksivi avamot lekshuye miluches. The ksivu ksiva became a kroy. You see that chakike is good, but you see, claw by the luches, it's called chasafti ala luches. So it's called aksiva. Chakike is called aksiva. Well, that's a kasha from get and get. Teiche is no good. Chateiche is no good. Remin oleshu akashe. Vayhoyo ksovoi shaykeya. There was a ksav on the tzitz. It said, Kodesh Lashem. So the ksav was not sunken in. El boilet, the ksav protruded, was Kodesh Lashem. In the Barais, it says, Kedin reizov, just like a coin. Now, vohadin reizov, teiche say, now, how do you make a coin? You make a coin by pressing down on the sides and the inside of the ois, and the ois remains protruding. So, and it says that the tzitz was like dinrei zov. Within is of teiches hain. So, what's the kasha? So, let's see what Rashi says. Now, how do you make a coin?
Kasalke daite. When Gemara held, kshumake bekunis, when you bang, they used to have a chosam, a form that made a coin. So how did you do so? Or the form that made the coin was the opposite of what we want the coin to be. So that means the form, the tzodei ha'ois, the toich ha'ois is boilet in the form, and the etzem ois is shakua. And when you take this form and you press it down on the coin, so it works the other way around, that the ois becomes boilet. Yeah. But in reserve teichas of the Gefalka Daitach, Shu Make Bekunis, when you bang with a hammer, Choysom, the form that creates the Mabbeh, Choysom Mabbeh Aladina, Teichas Usvivois, Tzuresa, the Teich in the suburb of the Tzuresa Choysom, Shehi Sheikas, the Tzure is Taka Sheikas, the Haim in the Teich in the Sviva is Malayim, Doichim es toichoi usvivei suris adina, chneget shkiyas choishem achoisam, ein adinu shozov nitrak melea tzurei medes bim koimo, gabitziz ksiv, michta pituchei choishem almo ksiv. That what Rashi says, is the Gemara's kasha was, how could you say that toiches is not called because of, you see, by tzitzit was teiches, because the Baraisa says that the tzitzit was like din reizov, which was teiches. And Rashi says, gabi tzitz kosur michta pituchei chaisa. So I saw in a Torah de Shmuel, he's ma'ira, chok teiches could be, is called a ksav. But it's not called a kaiset. So what's the problem of, what's the problem by the tzitz? It says, michta pituchei choysen. It means you have something, chaychok toiches, you have something written there, but it wasn't written derech ksive. So what's the kasha from the tzitz? Because it says, michta pituchei choysen was written. Michta means it was written. Good. A double kosev, there's a ksav, but who says, it was written derech ksive. But he says, the some pshat is, because in this posik it says, when the posik speaks about the tzitz, so it says, as follows. Says by the tzitz, by Yasu es tzitz nezer hakodesh zohar toher, by yichtevu olav michta pituchei chayisem. So it says by yichtevu. That's called derech ksive. So you see, in the Baraisa says that the tzitz was made like a dinner zohar. So you see, that's called derech ksive. So your whole shtek teira falls off. But din reizov teiches hain. So the Gemara answers, kidin reizov, v'loi kidin reizov. Kidin reizov, the boilet. It's similar to din reizov, that it's boilet. V'loi kidin reizov, dilo hasam teiches. By din reizov, it's teiches, ocha yereches. Zot Rashi, zot Rashi, v'ilu hocha yereches, shahoya hatzitz dak ke'ein tas, the tzitz was a very thin plate of gold. Mitzor ha'isius, and the isius were made me'ever ha'echot, from the other side. V'zoichik yirechei seyem, that means he pushed out the yireches, the etzemois, behind bultes me'ever ha'sheni, that's sticking out from the second side. Gemoyshe mitzayrim kesef v'zov ha'osi lekova b'kliyeshe shoysim b'em yayim. So Rashi says, so that's what the Baraisa says, that it was similar to din reizov, means that just like din reizov are boiled, the tzure protrudes, so by the tzitzit also protruded.
But it wasn't Kedin Reizov. Din Reizov are made Derech Teiches, and this was made Derech Yereches by, this was made Derech Yereches. The Teisus HaRosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam did not like Rashi's Pshat, because he says that's not Derech Ksive. I mean, the way Rashi says, you're really writing those backwards, Agavuch. You're pushing it from the outside, so that's not Derech Ksive. Yeah, that's not Derech Ksive. So he learns Pshat, V'hochi Yereichois, Sheloikeach, so the Brei Netam says, Sheloikeach Hazov, B'tas, B'milkochayim, U'magviya Hazov. That it, you pull out the oisius. That means the gold, they have like a tweezer of some sort, and that they pull out, they soften the gold, and then they pull out the gold, and so that's called Derech Ksive, that's called Yereches. On the side of the Ksive, Hagavuche, the Amayna Amuskar, there's a hiddur, by the Shinin of the Tefillin, that it should not be teiches, it should be yereches. It means most of the shinin are teiches. That's how the shinin are made. That the bottom are pushed in and the shin remains. There's a hiddur that teiches passes by the shin. So memela, they pull out they pull it out like the Rabbeinu Tam says over here. So it's yereches. That's how they make amhudu de kishinin. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Amale Ravine la Ravashi, Rushme. The Rushme is this chesem that makes matbeis. I mean that there's the teiches and the, so you look at this chesem, so the teich and the stobi ha'ois are boilit, and the etzemoit is shakua, and you put this over a coin, and then the hapachu, and the by the coin, so the toich and stodim become shakua, and the ois remains boiled. So amale ravina la ravashi, rushme, this roshem, this choisem, that makes matbeis, michetz choretz oikenupi machnep. So klal da shaila, when you bang down on this chesem, and you end up with a tzure on the medbeye, how does it work? Is it michetz choretz? You're only pressing down on the sides and the toich. The ois would you have on the dinov, the din rezov, is nothing was done with it. So mainly you have an ois me'elo. Oi knufi machne, or pshat is by pushing down, it pushes up the ice, by pushing down on the gold, it pushes up, and it goes into the mokim shakua of the chesem. That's how it works. That means by pushing it down, it goes up. So memelis, I'm making an ice. So it means every matbeye is not toiches, it's yereches. That means I did a pool in the etzem ice. I did a pool in the etzem ice. That was the shaila. Amalei michetz choretz. No, you're not doing a pulling that's a mice at all. The height of the matbeye is the way it was before. It does not pushing it higher into the shkia of the chosim. And that's that. Eisvei. So he says, how could you say that? The Baraisa says, well, now we have the same kasha. By the tzitzit says it wasn't shekeya, la boilet. Kedin Reizov, the East, and the Mar held again that as Pshat, that was made like Din Reizov. V'is al-kedaitach michetz choret, if you'll say Din Reizov are made michetz choret, ha-be'inon michta ve'leke, you need it should be written, and michetz choret is not called a ksive. But it says, Kedin Reizov v'loi Kedin Reizov. Kedin Reizov the boilet, v'loi Kedin Reizov de'ilu hosam migavoi v'hoche me'avroi. Now we'll see Rashi. And this is what Rashi says. The Rashi, Lushme, Choysem HaMadbeya, this is the Choysem, the form that makes the Madbeyas. Miches Choritz, HaToiches, it's pressed down, HaToiches VaHasvivos, Sheltzurosai, the Toich in the Svida, the Tzodim of the Tzure, which in the Choysem Shehi Sheikas, that in the Choysem the Tzure is Sheikas, and the Toich in the Svida is Chertzim V'Toichim, the pressing down and pushing down Toiches U'Svivos Sheltzures Adina, Ashei Medes, so the Sardin will be letters. So the two Sardin will be boiled. To my Shahoisa. The Napkimi no. She broke against a get the Hoysa and the Kosovo Gabitas. We have accepted the Toychisu. I knufi michna. Tsure sa Hoysa. Shehi, the Tsure in the Hoysa. Shehi, not the Tsodim in the Toych. No, the Tsure of the Hoysa. Shehi Shaikas, the tzur of the Choysem is shaku, where sunk in. Sheh Toicheseho, when the Toich of the Choysem, Doichim es Toichoi shel dinner, that pressing down on the Toich of the dinner, the Nichnas Hazov Tzas B'Doichei P'Toich Shkiyas Hatzure, that the Zov goes into the Shkiyas Hatzure, that means it's the, it is the height of the Tzure is higher than it was before the Tchike. It pushes it up and it goes into the Tzure. V'nimtach mitoich doichkei, like it stretches. V'nichnas l'soich ha-Tzure. V'lav me'mele hein. So me'mele, now the ois is not considered it's made me'mele. Ela yedei makas ha-kunis ha-Tzure atzmo nimteches. I'm making, my pool is making, is doing something to the tzure. V'sei ha-roshim. V'rei kosbo bi-yodayim. This is called a kosev bi-yodayim. So that means that, I mean, that's a melnik there also, even though v'nish vi, I'm pushing down. But if by pushing down it goes up, so it's called, I'm making it go up, and that's called derech tzide. Even though it's American Kiddush, but that's called, I'm Isaac in the Ksida Toys. So the Gemara says, so my Esther Beine Michta Pituche Chaisim. So the Gemara says, no, it's Kiddin Reisov, or Loi Kiddin Reisov. By Din Reisov, Mak Migavoi, from the inside, Make Haroishim, Boisei Tzad, Shetzur, Migavoi, make horoshim, boisei tzad, setzura, by letters boy, on the inside. So that's teiches. Avotitz, deichik me avroi, and it teaches he's pushing out from the outer side, to he by letters, migavoi, it juts out, it protrudes, the inside. So, Rashi lishitosoi, Rashi is very good. That's what Rashi says, that the chosim was made, the tzitz was made, me'avroi, from the other side you pushed in. But what did the Rabbeinu Tam do with our Gemara? This Gemara is mashme, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tzitzus HaRosh is the kashe. So he says, me'avroi, moitzi, Ho'oisiyois l'chutz. That means he's moitzi ho'oisiyois l'chutz. U'misakein guf ho'oisiyis. He's pulling out the oisiyis mi bachutz. He's misakein guf ho'oisiyis. That's me'avroi. Migavoi, that means, that's the type, migavoi means that he's only being oisik in the gavoi, in the toich, in the tzadim. And avroi means he's pulling it out. That's a taich ocheh me avroi. He's pulling it out from a male that's called chok yereches.